All right, boys. Welcome in. We are doing the Fantasy in 15 podcast. I do have a guest today on the show, so we will not be doing the intro music because staring at someone while music plays for 30 seconds is always somewhat hard to do. So Charlie's on the podcast. Say hello to the Fantasy in 15 nation.
Hello, Fantasy 15 nation. Glad I'm back for a second run. Good to see everyone again.
Yes, sir. Yeah, popularized with the Drew Lock takes on the first podcast. I got actually a decent amount of comments about that one, mostly saying I was wrong. So always good to hear there.
Stand up.
Yeah. All right. So today we're having a little lag, I think, on both of our parts, but I think we'll get through it. We're going to do a mock draft. We're going to go kind of opposite ends of what our typical redraft is. I've been talking a lot about the 11th spot. I'm actually going to draft from the third spot. Change it up a little bit. So, go on the sleeper app because ESPN has like 45 seconds and is practically always auto draft anyway. So there's really no point. So let's start this. I hope these settings are right. We're good. They're just not gonna. What the hell? No one. Do you see this, Charlie?
Yeah, no one's in here right now, I don't think.
No, it's like it's supposed to be an auto draft. They're just not drafting.
Oh, I don't even know what's going on.
Oh, here we go. First two picks are Saquon and Christian McCaffrey. Interesting to see Saquon go 101. So now we're looking at the third pick here, and I mean, you have a couple options. You're really looking between Zeke and Michael Thomas. I typically think you take Zeke here, and I'll take Thomas at four, just because the running back this year is just very sketchy. You know, if you're looking at like your RB2 David Montgomery, it's sketchy out there. So I think it's a pretty easy pick. We're gonna go Ezekiel Elliott at 103, and yeah, I think it's a pretty easy pick, pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, that's who I'd go with right there, too. Kamara, Henry.
Pretty standard so far.
All right, so I've got the 12th pick. So my odds, I mean, like Drew and I have discussed, I'm kind of in the 2RB strat first two rounds. So, I mean, I'm thinking about Miles Sanders right here. Drew and I have hyped him up quite a bit, but I'm pretty high on him, too. I'm worried if they do sign a Devontae or someone like that, that could cause a little different. But I'm still going Miles Sanders right here.
Going Miles?
Going Miles right here. And then back-to-back, the second pick, I think I'm going to have to go Eckler too. We've hyped him up. I know this is going to – we're making this like it's a PPR league, correct? So – I think Eckler is a great choice right here, too. I'm really high on him. I think he's going to be incredible. We've talked about the snap rate. I mean, like, even with not that many snaps, he still gets it done. He's just a great player. That's who I would pick right here.
Here's my question for you, Charlie. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. How much did you think about Tyreek Hill and Devonta Adams? Because I do think they're at 12. They're interesting, but the wide receivers – that you're going to be able to get a third, fourth round are also pretty great guys.
That's what I'm going with right there. I know I can get some – the depth of at the wide receiver position, it's just so good that I'm not really concerned with that. I know there's not that many great RBs, so I've got to make sure I get those great RBs.
Yeah, I think that's a solid strategy, and I agree with the Sanders, Eckler. I might have taken Kenyon Drake over one of them. I'm not sure which, but those are the three I love in that area. Much better than a guy like Aaron Jones. I love that you didn't even mention him. I'm a big fan. Mm-hmm. So yeah, plus third, fourth round. I mean, you're looking at there are a lot of really good wide receivers. Like, you can take a guy like Ridley or Allen Robinson, but if you took like two wide receivers there, you'd be stuck with running backs like David Montgomery, or who else are guys in this range? Like Mostert, I mean, Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, Gurley. If you're into that, I don't think I'm not that high on him this year. I mean, I don't know. Fournette. Like, I don't know.
Bro, it's hard to – the thing with Gurley is, like Calvin Ridley's right there when Gurley's going a lot. And it's, like, you can like Gurley, but there are a lot of – like, A.J. Brown sometimes is there. Like, there are some good wide receivers.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. Cooper Kupp right around there. Oh,
Cooper Kupp. We'll be hearing – we'll – one of us will be selecting Cooper Kupp at some point.
Yeah, both huge Cooper Kupp guys. I mean, I love them. But we'll see what happens next year if the Rams really keep him. It's a concern of mine, but we'll see.
Yeah. He's actually surprisingly old for the amount of years he's played.
He is. Older guy. He spent some time at Eastern Washington, a little longer than people think. He's a great player, though.
Yeah. All right, so – after your picks, Julio went, Tyreek Hill, Devontae Adams, Kenyon Drake, who I love, Chris Godwin, who I think is going to be great, but I just can't justify him in the second round. That's me personally. Lamar, 2-8, a little early.
A little early for me, too.
Though, I don't know. What's your take? I don't mind Lamar. If you have the first pick, I don't mind going McCaffrey-Lamar. Like,
I'm considering that in the back of my head because that's what I have in redraft, but we'll see how our draft really turns out. I mean, I really, like I've said before, I'm really in the 2RB strat range. I'm not – but, I mean, Lamar is basically another RB slash quarterback. I mean, he's good, but I don't know. It's risky. I'm not a huge early QB guy.
Yeah. All right, so now I'm sitting here at the 210 mark, and it's weird because they have James Conner ranked 26, which I have not seen anywhere.
Yeah.
I love Conner, but in the second round, that's kind of ridiculous.
That's a little early for me too, but I like him as well.
Yeah, so right now I'm sitting between Mike Evans, Kenny Galladay, and Cooper Kupp, and I'm also looking at Kittle. I'm a big fan of those guys. I think Kittle could be really interesting here.
I like Kittle too, but I'm with you on the – let's wait on the tight end page. I don't know. I just think the value of the tight end is just so weird. I know there's the argument you could go for the best guy, but it's just like – I think it's sketchy, like you said. I mean, I don't know.
My only thing is – like, I'm not going to take a guy like Ertz or Andrews early, but if Kittle could finally catch touchdowns, he would be just absolutely ridiculous.
It's how much you really trust Jimmy G. And as an NFC West guy, I'm not the biggest Jimmy G guy, so I don't know. It's up to you.
I don't know how many Jimmy G guys there are these days. I think here I'm going to play a little bit of the ADP game. My top-ranked wide receiver is Cooper Kupp. I think I'm going to hope he comes back to me because it's only four picks. So I think I'm going to hope he comes back to me. And then I'm selecting out between Galladay and Evans. And I'm going to take Galladay. I'm really high on Galladay this year. I think he's going to take the leap forward. Like, Marvin Jones is great, but Galladay's a younger guy. I think he's going to take the leap with a healthy Stafford. So I think that's – wow, and Mike Evans came back to me.
Wow. Can't believe he's there, but I really do like the Kenny pick. I'm high on him as well. He's a great young talent in this league. Like him a lot.
A little early for Thielen, 301. That's
I don't know about that either.
Yeah, hopefully I don't see you doing that redraft. That's a little.
Yeah, no, definitely not happening for me. But that Carson pick is kind of interesting. I do like Chris Carson.
Yeah,
I think he's a really good player.
Yeah, I'm partial to Carson just from I remember his rookie year. It was him and Eddie Lacy in the backfield. and they have like one other shitter. And I watched like one Chris Carson highlight video of him at college just running over to people. I'm like, I have to have this guy. And then he broke his leg. So
yeah. Injuries have been a problem for him, but if he can stay healthy, I mean, that's a big if, but he will be a great RB in any league.
So kind of why I like picking like where you are, Charlie, is so now you have two set running backs, so you're chilling. I have a running back and wide receiver, and I don't like the running back value share. I love Connor, but I don't want to take him 303. There's just a lot of risk there.
I agree, but I feel like that's the smartest pick right here, honestly, out of the options that you have. I don't know. I see Cooper still there. That's and Mike Evans, but I mean, I don't know. It's a personal preference kind of thing here.
I think I gotta take Cup. I have him. I do think Mike Evans is gonna be solid, but I'm higher on Cup this year, and I'm happy drafting him this spot. It's gonna be weird though. I'm not sure what running back. That's why I think the back of the draft is really good, because once you hit these running backs, do you want Fournette, Le'Veon, Melvin Gordon, Singletary at 309? That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, that is a little crazy. So now I'm up at the 312 mark. Little voice crack, love that. it happens to the best of us, but all right. So right here, it's a little interesting spot. So I know I've taken the two running backs back to back. So I know I'm going receiver. Some of the receivers around this range, I see DK, Calvin Ridley, A-Rob, T.Y., and Juju. And, I mean, there's DJ Chark, but I'm not really a fan of them. I really do like DK, but I don't know if I'm taking him this early. Fantasy Pros has him at 39. But I think the pick here might be a little bit of a reach. But like we've discussed in the past, I have him in Dynasty. I would maybe go Juju right here. I think that's a really good pick. I don't know what your thoughts, Drew, but that's who I'm going with right here.
I love that pick. I like was somewhat thinking about Juju. I mean, I do like Cup over him, but I was somewhat thinking Juju at 303. It just shows, I think the Steelers offense is going to be great. Leading up to your pick, there's a run on running back. So it was like this weird tier of Fournette, Le'Veon Bell, Melvin Gordon, James Conner, and Devin Singletary, which, I mean, we'd rather have those guys or a guy like Juju. That's why picking running backs early is just a great
major stick. Key. Major key alert. You got to do that. Got to do that.
So how much are you – like, so you have two running backs already, but how interesting is Clyde here? Because this is below his ADP, so I'm curious what you think.
Interesting, but like we've discussed privately, I still am this running back mystery it's up for grabs, really. I mean Dame could be the guy. I don't know if I'm really in love with Clyde. I know he's a great talent. It's just like it's a very risky pick right here. I've had some bad picks with running backs like around this range.
Royce,
the rookie hype beast. Yep, you said it. He's picked. You told him that was my guy. I picked him like right around this area a couple years back, and that was a disaster pick. But I mean, it happens in fantasy. You get a little hype beast, and that's what happens. So, I mean, just because of that, I think I'm gonna have to pass on Clyde right here. I mean. This is a weird spot. I don't really love the guys here. I mean, DK's here. I see A-Rob, Ridley, Woods. I like Woods. I really know he's a great talent, and people really sleep on him because Cooper Kupp's there. But, I mean, he sometimes is our number one, the Rams' number one receiver, so – I don't know. This is a tough pick for me. I'm not really sure who I'm going with. I'm basically between DK or Woods. I mean,
any DJ Moore thoughts?
I'd really like we've discussed in the past. I'm not a Teddy guy. I don't really trust him. I mean, I don't know. I know McCaffrey's just the guy there. He's just the guy. He gets everything over there. But
yeah.
I don't know. There's some DJ Moore guys. I don't know. What are you thinking here? DK right here?
See, I don't think if we believe – I'm not a firm – like, I don't think I'm going to have Metcalf on my team, but I still have him pretty high in my rankings. He's actually a guy I would say, like, is one of those guys I like, but I just don't think I'm ever going to own. I want to see where I end up having him in my rankings. I have him as wide receiver 24. So I do have him behind Woods, Ridley, Moore, and A-Rob here. But it doesn't mean I dislike him. I mean, those are a lot of close calls there.
Yeah, I actually have him at 48 in my rankings. I'm going with the Drew Miller strat as well. I'm not going consensus this year, making my own, but I've had him around the – what?
So that's what I like to hear, man.
Yes, sir.
This is how fantasy should be. It should not be, oh, this is – Matthew Berry told me this, so I'm going to win a league. It's, oh, like I looked at stuff. I took a lot of things. I, like, formulated it, and then I made some my own opinions. I love it.
Mm-hmm. I trust my analysis, but I actually think I'm going to change my mind right here and go Robert Woods. I mean, that might be a little – interesting for people, but I just, as a Rams fan, I've watched every Rams game, every snap, and I just know he's always there. I know his consistency is a little iffy, but I know he's gonna catch balls, and he's a really, really good player.
He was great last year, but without like the whole touchdown situation, no mm-hmm. Cooks. I think I love both Rams wide receivers. I have both of them in my top 20. So. That's a good pick. I'm glad we're on opposite sides of the draft boards because I agree with almost all your picks here. So, mm-hmm. All right, so we had Clyde go, then Mark Ingram at 403, which is ridiculously early. Do not take him at 403. He's 100 years old. Allen Robinson, good value. David Johnson, I don't know. I'm really not – yeah, I don't know about that one.
I'm not a big David Johnson guy this year. We'll see. I mean – I just am worried about the knees on him. I don't know if they're healthy. Same thing with Gurley situation, but
with all these guys, if they're healthy, yeah, they're gonna be good. But like, I don't know. I don't know how good.
How good?
Yeah. DK Metcalf goes 406. T.Y. Hilton, who I think is interesting. I probably won't own him though. Zach Ertz and then Todd Gurley. Now I'm on the clock at 410 with only one running back. But a lot of receivers I love.
Could go for another one. I mean,
it's not risky, a lot of running backs I love. Jonathan Taylor is number one on my board here. But Taylor feels like a guy you take after you already taken two running backs. Like, if you go RB heavy, then you take Taylor. You know what I'm saying?
See, I totally agree with that because it's just a nightmare over there. There's three guys. I mean, I know you're a big – why can't I think of his name?
Naheem?
Yeah, Naheem. Naheem and Marlon, it's just a disaster over there. But I'm looking – if I were you, I'd probably look at Raheem right here, Raheem the Dream. I don't know what your thoughts, but – I just know you need another RB. I think he's going to be the guy. I know the trade rumor's a little sketchier, but I don't know. It seems like the best pick here.
See, I'm a fan of him. I do have him ranked in the top 20 running backs. But I love the wide receivers too much on this board. I'm willing to go a wide receiver heavy draft here. So if we're going based on my board, let's see. Who I have? DJ Moore at 22. Calvin Ridley. While I do have Will Fuller ranked above anyone left, I don't think someone's going to yell at me on the sleeper app if they see Will Fuller go in the fourth round, so we will not do that. I will take my next top ranked wide receiver, and that's Calvin Ridley. I feel like he's too good not to take. What are your thoughts there?
Interesting pick. I'm not a big Ridley guy. I know he's the long TD, and that's really good for our leagues. But I just don't know. I mean, I'm not the biggest Falcons guy. Matty Ice, I've talked about this when I was on last time. I don't know. I mean, I'm not the biggest Falcons guy. I know Julio's still there, and then Hayden Hurst coming in. There's a lot of weapons there. I just don't. I like it, though. It's interesting. I know people like Calvin. I'm curious your thoughts why you really like him, though.
Well, my big issue with Calvin is I love Hayden Hurst, but Calvin did have a mini breakout. Well, not even a mini, a real breakout where he was actually outscoring Julio for a lot, like a large chunk of the season. He was outscoring Julio. And I think end of the fourth round for his kind of Godwin upside, I think is crazy. They're going to be a very pass-heavy team. I think Gurley is not going to be effective or going to get hurt. So I think they're just going to be hammering the throw. And hey, Julio's getting up there. You never know.
Exactly.
A little decline.
Or an injury too. He's done that a lot. So I mean, that's if he gets hurt, Calvin Ridley skyrocket ranking. So that's a good point. Good point. So
here I am at 503. I still don't want to take a running back. Receivers are so good. We're talking Chark, DJ Moore, and Odell are still here. Like, that's crazy.
I don't know who your RB2 is going to be, but I mean, it's interesting. You could go, I mean, I don't know. I see some guys. I'm scrolling down a little bit. I forgot. There's some guys that could fit in that RB2. Yeah, there's some guys.
So I'm going to say, even though I have one running back, three wide receivers, we are playing this like a two-flex league, so I do have a little wiggle room. I'm going to go between DJ Moore and Odell Beckham Jr. I'm not a huge DJ Moore guy because he goes in the third round a lot, but he here is going in the fifth round, early fifth, I think is really good value. I don't love him, but
– Either do I, yeah. But here, the value, I agree.
There's big value. And Odell, there's also big – like, when's the last time someone's had Odell Beckham Jr. as their fourth wide receiver on a team?
I've not heard of that in forever, so I don't know. I don't know. That's a good value, too.
All right, I think I'm going to go with my top-ranked wide receiver on my rankings. He's a little aggressive in my rankings. I have him at 12. I have him a bounce-back year. I'm going to take Odell Beckham.
Like that pick.
I mean, again, these wide receivers, I have Zeke and then I have Galladay, Cooper Kupp, Calvin Ridley, Odell Beckham Jr. Running backs are new week, but I love the wide receivers. To follow up the Odell pick, we have Keenan Allen, who I don't think should be going ahead of Chark or DJ Moore. Yeah,
me either. Not a big Keenan guy. I mean, I don't – Tyrod, don't trust them, but we'll see.
Kyle, you know what's crazy, though? So Kareem Hunt goes 509. And that was in front of, like that's in the same range as DJ Moore or Odell or Chark. That's crazy. Like, that's awesome.
That's crazy. As not the number one back. Yeah. I mean, that is craziness to me. That's crazy.
That's why if you lock up two studs early, you can just absolutely take advantage of these loaded receivers.
Exactly.
So, I don't think Hunt's pretty bad. But I mean, it's just crazy. DJ Moore was like a wide receiver one last year. Like, that's crazy. All right. So, what are you thinking here?
I saw Terry go the pick before me. I think that's kind of insane. But I'm thinking right here, like we've said, there are some loaded receivers here, but I do see Raheem here. I could see myself doing that. I like Raheem. I mean, I see some Cam Akers. That's a little early, but he's in the back of my head. I really do like him. I think I'm going to go RB receiver, just not sure who. Who yet? I'm thinking Raheem, and then I'm not sure. I like Cortland Sutton. I see him at 70 on Fantasy Pros, but in my rankings, I've got him at 39 overall. Positionally,
very low.
18. Yeah, I don't know why Sleeper is not a big fan of Cortland. I know I'm a Drew Lock guy, so I like Cortland. But I know there are a lot of weapons there. It's a little concerning, but I saw a lot of things I liked from Cortland Sutton.
I thought Cortland was already gone. He should not be here. I have him ranked 21st wide receiver, and I'm pretty low on him, I thought. Mm-hmm. I did not – like, I was talking about DJ Chark, like, Sutton. The idea of taking Kareem Hunt over, like, a guy like Sutton's crazy. I think Sutton shouldn't be here. I don't think Devontae Parker should be.
I like Parker a lot, too. I like Parker
5'12", I don't think he should be here at all. But – that's the draft we're in. And I think Mostert is a tier break running back here because the next guys are, at least according to sleeper rankings, are Marlon Mack and Damian Williams and Geis and Akers. I personally do have Akers. No, I have Mostert number one, and I have Akers as my next highest ranked running back on the board. So,
yes, I have Raheem at 52, and then I've got Cam like at the 60 range, but I'm thinking Raheem right here. I like the Raheem and Cortland Sutton combo. I'm maybe considering Devontae over Cortland, but I know I'm definitely going Raheem right here at 5'12", and then 6'1", I'm thinking Cortland. I really do like, he's just a big frame guy. He really can catch the ball, and I know Drew Lock really trusts him. He's his number one guy for sure.
If I'm you, I think that's a great pick. Crazy Sutton and Sutton in the sixth. That's
ridiculous. Great value.
I'm loving your draft. So your team right now has Sanders, Eckler, Juju, Robert Woods, Raheem Mostert, Cortland Sutton. I'm sitting at Zeke, Kenny Galladay, Cooper Kupp, Calvin Ridley, Odell Beckham Jr., and desperately needing a running back. Thankfully, we got Dak, Deshaun Watson off the board. Then four wide receivers. Jarvis Landry, sixth round. That's ridiculous. Damian Williams goes sixth round. Debo Samuel, 6'9". And – oh my God, Devontae Parker is still on the board. Yeah,
I know. If you didn't have already four great receivers, I'd say go for it right here. But you gotta take a running back.
Yeah, so. I gotta take a running back. I'm gonna take the highest guy on my board, which by far, like by a mile, is Cam Akers. Cam Akers is RB 22. Next closest available is Ronald Jones at RB 28. So there's a big gap there.
Yeah, major. I like that pick a lot. I think Cam's going to be the guy. I mean, I've heard McVay talk about a little committee action, but I think Cam Akers is going to run away with that job pretty quickly. He's an all-around guy. He can really do it all, block, receive, and obviously run. So I like that pick.
And I think Malcolm's the biggest competition because Darryl was just not active as a rookie. And you went out and you spent – practically your first rounder because you guys didn't have a first. That was your highest pick you spent on a running back after losing a ton of guys on the defensive end in free agency. So there's a lot of capital on Akers. So he kind of has to succeed this year. So I think they're going to give him a lot of opportunity.
Yes, but I would not count out Henderson, though. I do like Malcolm a lot. He's been there forever. He's just a serviceable. He's like that middle running back. He's just there. He'll get you some good yardage every once in a while, but I saw some signs of Henderson in the receiving game that I did like. I mean, he's coming off ankle surgery, but I really do think he could turn some heads as a third down back, maybe a little Chris Thompson role like with the Redskins, old McVay. We'll see. That's what I hope as a Rams fan.
Yeah, I don't doubt that he can do that, but I don't think he's going to be – like. If we're talking who could be the feature back.
Obviously. Yeah.
You're the Akers there. Moving on, Devontae Parker's still on the board. Most people with a sane brain would take him. I do not have a sane brain. I have some issues, as we all know. Will Fuller, wide receiver 17. I mean, he's off the board. We're taking him.
Okay. Big, I respect it. You're a big Will Fuller guy. You got to go get your guy.
Have to. I'm not going to not get Will Fuller. Then he has the crazy breakout year that I know is coming. So.
Yep. Fair enough.
All right. I don't know how does DeAndre Hopkins leave Houston and Fuller literally is going later this year than last year. It's crazy.
Crazy. All right. We see Geisko, Dobbins, Parker, Ingram.
I can't make a choice on – what are your thoughts on Geis? Because I need another running back there, but I don't want a committee dude on Washington. Like, it's tough.
Exactly. There's four or five guys there. I know some of those back-end guys aren't good, like Peyton Barber, but, I mean, there's four, like, decent guys. Yeah. Antonio Gibson, AP.
Who's other dude?
Bryce Love. Oh, so many guys.
Actually was a pretty highly touted prospect.
Mm-hmm. All of those guys. Crazy. I just can't go in that backfield. It's a disaster for me.
The one weird thing, though, is I literally thought Geis – so I was looking at some Dynasty stuff earlier. Tyler put Geis on the trade block. I'm sitting there. I thought Geis was like 26 by now because I feel like he's been in the league forever. He's still 23. Mm-hmm. He still can break out. I don't know. Maybe because he's been hurt so much.
Yep.
I just feel like he's old.
But he isn't. Yeah, he's just the injuries are concerning. I just don't – like they just have so many guys that they just got to make up their mind and just, like, let one guy be the guy. Yeah. I know the new era of running backs, they want to have the committees and fresh legs all the time, but I don't know. It's interesting.
Well, yeah, that O isn't going to be great either, so yeah. It's not really – committee back in that O is not where you look. Oh, Tevin Coleman went. That's disappointing. I kind of wanted to grab him on the 8-10.
Interesting. So at the 7-12.
Hey, Gronk just went. What?
Yeah, that is a little crazy.
Is Gronk? I don't even have him ranked. Like, he's not on my rankings.
Yeah, either for me. I haven't got that far to see him. I'd probably go Higbee over Gronk personally, but.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, Rams homer, but I mean, that's not even like I think Higby's a really, really good play.
17 tight ends ranked. I don't have Gronk ranked at all. I have Dawson Knox ranked.
Before him? That's crazy.
I'm not taking any of these guys, so it's fine. But
yeah, agreed. So right here at the 7-12 mark. It's an interesting thing right here. I see Julian Edelman. He's an interesting guy. I don't know what your thoughts are with him and Cam, but I mean, I think he could be solid. I mean, I want to hear your opinions, the New England guy. I've got to know what he's saying about him.
Yeah, I had Edelman, believe it or not, actually. So I'm listening to a podcast today, Fantasy Footballers. I don't know if you've listened to them all.
Yep.
They said they moved Edelman up in their rankings after the Cam Newton news. I moved him down. I actually had him as a top 18 guy with Stidham because I thought it was going to be the same offense. And Stidham can be a dink and dunk passer. I thought easy 100 catches. No one else thought that though. But Stidham can throw it short. Like, it's not that hard. But with Newton, I think it's going to be a little more run oriented, a little more QB run oriented. Newton isn't that accurate in the short game. So I moved Edelman down to wide receiver 24, but that's still way better than where you're picking right now. So I still think he's going to be great just because he's the only reliable target. He gets open. I mean, he could be Cam's best friend. So I think he's a very interesting play here.
Interesting play, but I also see James White here too, another New England guy who I have at 70 in my rankings. I kind of like him here. I mean, I know I already have three RBs, but I trust the RB depth, and I really like him within the Cam offense. I know he's going to be throwing to him a lot. I could see him doing really well.
Here's my – so for tight ends, I don't know about you, but Higbee's the top guy left for me. But are you wary of him because you already have Woods?
Yes, yeah. It's for me – since I already have Woods, I can't go to Rams receiving options. I was contemplating him right here, but I mean, that's just two Rams crazy. I don't like two of the same team passing guys. Like, it's just not – it's a recipe for disaster. If one bad week, like, Jared Goff throws, like, four picks, then you're kind of screwed that week. So,
or just a not little Cooper Kupp 2-TD action, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Garbage time. I mean, I've had that. So, I love that. So, James White is who I went with. And then I'm thinking receiver here, but I don't love the guys right here. So, I'm thinking between Edelman or Boyd. I don't really love Boyd that much, but, I mean, he's still here. I mean, you could go tight end, Hunter Henry, interesting. I don't know. Tyrod, I feel like he loves tight ends, so I've heard people hyping him up, but I'm thinking I'm going Edelman right here at the first pick in the eighth round.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that pick. It's crazy. There's a big gap. I think once you get like halfway through the seventh round, it's just guys I don't want. But like the sixth and seventh round are guys I really want. Like Diggs is in the sixth round. I think Cortland Sutton was in the sixth round. Gallup, Fuller was seventh. Devontae Parker was seventh. I think there's a big gap here.
Huge gap. I really like all those guys too. I feel like Gallup, people really don't think he's that great of a receiver. I'm not great of a receiver, but they show some concern due to the Amari, and I just think he really did a lot last year, more than people think. He's a really good player.
I mean, you have to look at it. Let's say Cooper signed that deal with the Redskins and they didn't draft Lamb. Let's say they like re-signed Cobb, got another like middle piece. Gallup's he's like a second or third rounder, just because I think people we believe in his talent. We saw what he did. We're worried about the workload, which is fair. But again, he went 6-12, so it's not bad. Quarterbacks are trying to get off the board way too early.
Exactly. Way too early for me too.
Yeah, Breeze, Rodgers, Matt Ryan off the board. Breed and Philip Lindsay as well. I really need to get an RB3 here, and all these options are bad. I really screwed up.
I'm looking too, and I'm very concerned for you as well.
Oh, I'm very concerned. I should have taken that Will Fuller last round. I thought Breida would fall here. It's the eighth round, and Breida's
going. Yeah, I feel like he would be there in our draft right around here, but yeah, I mean, maybe different story.
Some interesting wide receivers are still available, and pass running backs. Oh, this is not good. I'm gonna take, I guess, the only guy here I see a big role for, or potential big role. Hopefully, he'll do something by the time bye weeks come around, and that's gonna be Keyshawn Vaughn. Just because he's the only dude here I see with legitimate workload.
Yeah, or any potential. Yeah, I agree with you. That's who I would have gone with. I mean, maybe there's an argument for the Tariq Cohen, but I know you just don't like the Bears' offense. I know you don't like the Bears' offense, but in a PPR league, it's a little interesting. But I don't know.
Absolutely considering Tariq Cohen there. I wanted to get a little more upside. I might take Cohen here, but Higby's kind of – I'd have Kupp, though.
Oh, yeah, you're in the same situation as me. I can't believe Higby's even here, but that's – I would go him, too. But
I'm in the same spot with my other favorite tight end because I took Ridley, and now my other guy, Hurst.
Oh, man.
It's really tough out here. The thing is –
could go Fant. I like Fant a lot.
This is when we do some math here. Okay. Five teams have a tight end that pick before me. One, two, three, four. Four teams don't. Let's count some tight ends here. Henry, Higbee. I think I will get Hayden Hurst if I wait at the least. So I think I'm going to take Tariq Cohen because I need a guy I know who's going to score 8 points over in that position.
I like that pick. I like that pick.
What? Hunter Henry went? Where the guy had Kelce? Come on.
Bad. That is bad, but that's what auto picking will do for you, folks. Don't let that happen in your leagues, please.
Yeah, please don't pick two tight ends if you have Travis Kelce. Also, don't pick two QBs if you have Lamar Jackson. Don't do it, man. Please don't.
Super flex. Don't worry. Don't worry. Maybe they have some QBs. But maybe their strat is they want to put Hunter Henry in their flex because you can do that in our leagues, but I don't know. Bold, to say the least. Okay, so at 9-12, I see some guys, Mattson, Murray, Sanders, Deontay Johnson, who I do like, just went. So right here, it's an interesting spot. Not many guys I really like. I still see Higbee there. I know I really, really want to take him, but I know with Woods, it's just not. Doesn't make sense.
I don't think it's the worst pick, though, because there's a clear gap between him and I think any other tight ends available, personally.
I see that. I mean, I don't know. I feel like you're sleeping on Noah Fant. I really think he could really, really break out. I know I'm a Broncos lover, but I mean.
Not Sutton, though, so it's you're making
yeah,
the same.
Yeah, I know. I do have Sutton, but I'm saying, like, for me in other leagues or whatever the case may be, I really like Noah Fant. I'm telling you, he's just a freak. Like that 6'6" and that speed, like that's just unheard of.
True. One of the best prospects at tight end, at least receiving wise, just physically.
Physical specimen. I see Henry Ruggs here. He's an interesting guy. Could be a stud. I don't know. I think I'm going Higbee here. I know I have the two Rams guy, but I think that's the right pick. I have him valued. I have him in my rankings at 71, and he's still here. So I really like that value. All right.
I'm gonna say we go 12 rounds. So make sure you get a quarterback by then. That's kind of we are basically.
Yeah, no, for sure. So right here, I'm thinking about going with – it's an interesting slot, but I think I'm going to go little hype beast rookie nation and take Henry Ruggs right here. I see some deep threat potential, big points in our league. So I don't know. I like it. Yeah. I'm going bold here.
There's no one here that really jumps off the page to me, so I think that's a
exactly
smart pick. He could be something. Fant just went. Kirk. Hayden Hurst. Really? Really? Someone just took Hayden Hurst. Oh, and Fant went to the guy that took Gronk. Oh, that's lovely. And Cook just went to the guy that took Ertz. So now I'm going to have the worst tight end ever. Oh, that's – yeah, okay.
Tragic.
Oh my god, I have to take. Fuck. These tight ends suck. Gesicki? I have to take Gesicki.
Oh god. Oh god.
Okay, let's.
Cannot take Hooper because of the Odell thing, but I don't.
They're not going to pass enough to sustain that.
Yeah, exactly. Concerning as a dynasty owner, but you never know. They locked them up for a big deal. They've got a lot invested in them. So hopefully they can get them involved. But we'll see.
Yeah, I think here I'm going to go with a guy I haven't actually talked much about. Anthony Miller. He really came on strong at the end of the year. And this is late. And he was – like, I started him in the fantasy playoffs last year. He was good. So I think – we'll see what happens with everything, but he could take a step forward this year.
Could see it. I was a dynasty owner of him. I made a pretty horrific trade, if to say the least. It was Kyle Rudolph for Anthony Miller in a dynasty league. I was in a tight end crunch at the time. That was before I picked up Higbee, but and Hooper was injured, so I really needed a tight end. I was trying to lock up the one seed. Really not a great trade, not a great trade looking back. But we'll see about Anthony Miller. He has a lot of consistency issues. He either can score 15 or put up a zero. So he's a very frustrating fantasy guy for me. But I like the pick.
And since we're going 12 rounds, I have to pick a quarterback or a tight end here. We're looking at QB. I think Danny Dime. Yeah, Dan.
I think he's
already gone. It's disappointing.
Yeah, I thought you were going with him. I thought he was there, but
yeah, a little bit of an auto pick, Danny Dimes. I'm gonna go with. It's between Big Ben and Newton. I'm gonna take Newton here. Get a little homer. Rushing upside, I think he's gonna be a top 12 guy if he plays. I'll take Newton.
Oh, Big Ben just went. Oh, that's tragic. That's tragic. I was looking at him right here. But, oh, this is an interesting one right here to end it. I know I've got to go quarterback. It might be a little of reach, but this is a 12-rounder. We're going to call it after that. I'm seeing guys that I don't really love right here. So I've got James White, Miles Sanders, Austin Eckler. I don't really love many guys around here. I'll go another rookie guy. We'll see. I mean, Cousins. I'll go Justin Jefferson right here. Little LSU love.
He'll get some work, bud. Yeah, he'll be on the field. That's all you want.
Yeah, he'll get some work. And then quarterback. I would love to go Goff, but it's insane with all the Rams guys I got. But I'm going to have to stick true to the Drew Lock hype train, and I'll take him right here at 12 pick first round.
The good news is, in reality, no one is drafting, unless your league sucks, no one's drafting as many backup quarterbacks. So you would be able to get Lock and then also a guy like Big Ben. And because if you're going to draft a backup quarterback, you're drafting – that's because you waited till the last two rounds to take a quarterback.
Yep.
No one's going to take a backup to Kyler Murray and that backup being Carson Wentz. That's just stupid.
Not happening. Yeah, not happening.
So tight end, I got to go highest on my board. Let me check my board real quick because I typically just take Hayden Hurst without thinking. Wait, did someone take Johnny already? Someone took Gesicki.
No. Yeah, someone took yep.
Oh my god.
I don't really love any tight end right here. I'm just looking. Holy.
This is a Johnny Smith. If you're listening at home, do not try this at home. Do not draft Johnny Smith at home. Take Hayden Hurst, please. But it's how the mock goes, so we're gonna take Johnny. Which is going to finish up our mock drafts. So quickly run through the teams. It's the third pick. We have Newton at quarterback. I think it'd be decent late round pick this year. Then we have Zeke, Cam Akers, Kenny Galladay, Cooper Kupp, Janu at tight end. That's huge. Calvin Ridley at our first flex, which I'm feeling good about. Odell at our second flex, which I feel amazing about. And on the bench, we have Will Fuller, Keyshawn Vaughn, Tariq Cohen, and Anthony Miller. So I actually do have two Bears players on offense, which is not always
good. Yeah, that's a little interesting, but I like it. Maybe the Bears will do something this year. I don't know. We'll see. Very disappointing last season, but we'll see. So go over my team. Drew Lock at quarterback starting. I mean, I'm not huge fan of that pick, but I like him, but I'm not as your starting QB, but like we said, auto picks a little crazy. So Drew Lock QB1, Miles Sanders RB1, Eckler RB2, Juju wide receiver 1, and then Woods at wide receiver 2. We got Higbee and then Raheem Mostert, Cortland Sutton, James White. And then to round off the bench, I don't have a lot of RB depth, but This was only 12 rounds. I got Julian Edelman, Henry Ruggs, and Justin Jefferson. So I really like that lineup right there.
Yeah, I'm solid. A big fan of your team there, I think. Yeah, I'm a big fan. You have dudes, I think, like a guy like Edelman, who I think can definitely start, is on your bench. James White's a good depth piece that you can always plug and play. Two solid running backs, good wide receivers. I took a shot with the whole running back situation, but I do think I have – well, I personally think I have five top-tier wide receivers. No one else sees it that way. He's a Will Fuller. But I do have four top-tier wide receivers, so I am pretty happy with how the draft went. And he has some upside. Keyshawn Vaughn's an upside play. So
I like him. It's a good upside pick. I mean, considering that you went so wide receiver heavy, I think it turned out pretty good with the RBs for what you were working with. I respect that draft a lot.
So the last thing I'm going to say before we sign off is that with this COVID era, if we went 15 rounds, I'm taking Tony Pollard. I'm taking my backups. We're going to probably expand in our league our roster spots so you can just draft your handcuffs because no one wants, oh, Zeke has COVID. Oh, wait, you got to have your backups this year if you have the space. So really any running back you take first four rounds, take its backup at the end of the draft. That's my PSA. So, yeah.
Thank you for having me, Drew. Appreciate it.
Thank you for coming on. It's a good episode. A little longer than 15 minutes, but, you know, mock draft, got to talk. I mean, if we want to do a 15-minute episode, all we had to do was go to ESPN, enter their mock draft room. Everyone forgets they were in the fucking mock draft, and there's just two people drafting, and that shit will go. That shit would zoom because you got, like, 40 seconds to draft.
Awful. I'm not an ESPN mock guy, but it's kind of funny to do it every once in a while. But yeah, sleeper app, the Wave, get on there.
Yeah, it's weird the differences in rankings though, because I've been doing a couple of ESPN. Some of the sleeper rankings are just whack. Devontae Parker late, Corin Sutton late, Ingram third round or something. Yeah, like
crazy. Don't go by those rankings. Go on the Drew Miller plan. Make your own rankings. I'm telling you, it's the Wave. Don't trust the analysts, they're not always right. You got to go with your gut.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, with the whole analyst situation, there's nothing separating anyone from being – like, there's not like, oh, this person, like, has a PhD in, like, fantasy. It's just people that rode the wave of the internet, and that's how they got there. And they're just – they're taking last year's numbers, they're adding some personal opinion, and they're taking transactions, and they're just regenerating that shit. So – really trust yourself on that one. I'll say.
Watch the tape. You'll be good to go.
All right. Peace out.